You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Ladies and gentlemen, the Voice of America thing is still happening. Alan Weiner has asked us to stay on the air for the second hour, regardless, and he tells us we don't have to pay for that particular airtime. So we're going to try it. We'll do an hour of informative broadcasting and then an hour of phones for those of you who can hear us despite the Voice of America jamming, and that's exactly what it is. And you should all be calling the FCC and Voice of America and sending them letters, and you should be also sending them email to tell them to stop their interference with a licensed shortwave station, WBCQ, which has been assigned this frequency for this region of the world. And particularly listeners in Mexico and Canada. And because I was going to give you the email address and the regular mail address and phone numbers and all that kind of stuff, but they're beginning work on the road up here on the mountain outside of our house. And so I've been spending most of the evening pumping up tires and moving vehicles and making sure that everything is back away from the road so that when they start in the morning, they won't destroy anything that's valuable. And in the process, I have really hurt my back pretty bad pushing a Bronco. And I don't know where that's going to go. Hope it doesn't go any more or any worse than what it is right now. But so I didn't get all those for you. I will have them for you tomorrow night. And as soon as I get through with this initial portion of tonight's broadcast, which I'm going to do concerning Art B.S. Bell, then Doyle is going to take over for the rest of the program. And he'll also be taking your calls for the second hour because I've got to get flat on something real quick or else I'm not going to be here tomorrow night because I am in a lot of pain, folks. And I knew I shouldn't have done it, so it's really my fault. And that's about all I can say about that. Those of you who have been sticking up for Art Bell either haven't read his book entitled The Quickening, or you read it and you don't give a damn about freedom, or your brain doesn't work and you didn't understand what you read, or you're for one world totalitarian socialist government. Which is it? If you haven't read his book, The Quickening, why haven't you? In the meantime, Art Bell goes back on the air tonight. Remember his, remember his on-air resignation? Not. He never resigned from anything, folks. Remember that this is the end of this man's broadcast career? Baloney. Remember, I will not return. What a crock of crap. I knew it was a lie when I heard it, and I told you as much that very same night. He made his announcement at about 2:55 in the morning. I made mine that evening. I need some water, honey. Okay. Thank you, sweetheart.
You're welcome.
My dear sweet daughter, Pooh just brought me some painkillers. No water. She's gone off to get me some water now. I need these badly. And I thank you very much, my dear. I eagerly await the water before I start with this, because once I start, I really don't want to be interrupted. And I hope Doyle gets in here by the time I finish with these, with this. About 3.5 pages. That you need to hear, ladies and gentlemen. All of you. Because Art B.S. Bell goes back on the air tonight. And after all the baloney, I'm glad. I really am. Because he's only captured a portion of the population to whom he can do no damage. And I'm talking about the ones who can't wait to hear Art Bell Coast to Coast or Dreamland, because they believe every word of it. They think these people are legitimate. They believe every word of it. Excuse me while I swallow these painkillers, folks. Those are the real sheeple of the world. And if it makes you angry, then you're one of them. There are, of course, a large number of people who listen to Art Bell strictly for entertainment, for laughs. And those are the smart ones. There are others, like me, who listen just to find out what kind of crap they're spinning the sheeple around with that night. And it's not every night or every other night or even every fourth or fifth night. It's just every once in a while. And I wasn't even listening to him at all, except when I traveled, until Pete called me and asked me to listen to him one night, and I did. And he picked that night to tell a lie on me. He said that years ago I had called him when he was doing a show in Las Vegas, and had threatened to sue him. Well, that was just not true. You see, I don't live in Las Vegas. At the time he was talking about, I lived in California. Never knew he had a show. And the only times I went to Las Vegas, I can guarantee you, ladies and gentlemen, I was not listening to Art Bell late at night, not in Las Vegas. Annie and I would generally go to dinner with one of our friends. One of them is a Patriot talk show host, whom many of you know. And we would try, at least one of the nights we were there, to hit the steakhouse at the Circus Circus, which is my favorite beef restaurant in all the world, or at least in this part of the world, let's put it that way. And we would take in a show and sometimes do some low-stakes gambling, because we don't have very much money, and go to bed. And if we did anything involving entertainment in Las Vegas, it would be to watch one of the movies that they had on the hotel movie system that we probably would never see way out here in this rural portion of Arizona. So I was dumbfounded when he said that. Absolutely dumbfounded. I never heard Art Bell until he was syndicated nationwide. And then only late at night when we were driving somewhere where I had to drive all night, And I would listen to all of them. Whoever was on, I didn't care, anybody, just to keep me awake. And from time to time, it would be Art Bell. So I was dumbfounded, and so was Annie and Doyle and everybody else who was sitting around the table outside, Melissa. Because they all knew that it was not true. And I couldn't believe that this guy said that. And then, a few calls later, somebody called and said, "Hey, Art, remember that call that you said was Bill Cooper that threatened to sue you?" He said, "Well, that was me." And Art got really flustered. Said, "Well, well, I don't remember exactly who it was, but Bill Cooper called me after the show one night and threatened to sue me and yelled and screamed, and I don't like that kind of behavior." You see, first it was I called him during his show, and then when the other guy called in and said, "Hey, Art, that wasn't Bill Cooper, that was me," then he stammered and stuttered and said, "Well, I must have called him after the show." Truth is, I never called him at all. And but I have exposed him for what he is. I've done that on the air years ago when I first began to hear what he was doing and how he was manipulating people and causing mass hysteria and promoting the phony external threat to this earth, the ufology thing, and all of this other baloney that he promotes. And I'd say at least 70% of all the guests he has on his broadcast are outright hoaxes, are con men, are women, without any doubt whatsoever. And I think that at least 70% of them could be proven to be so, with no problem whatsoever. He does occasionally have a legitimate guest, but then he does not let them talk about what they need to talk about. He pooh-poohs any notion that there could be a conspiracy or one world government or anything else, all the while promoting his book, The Quickening, which outlines exactly that government and promotes it because he's a part of it. So, this is for you, Art. Art Bell, we received this press release from Premier that confirms all that I had said earlier, that you will return. Remember, folks, I said it from the beginning, he will return. And here's the press release. For immediate release, Premier Radio Networks contact Amir Hendrickson. Gives phone numbers, Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell, Dreamland with Art Bell, October 22nd, 1998. Art Bell will appear in the first hour of Coast to Coast AM with an announcement to his listeners this Friday, October 23rd. The program begins at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 1 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, October 24th. He will discuss his future with Coast to Coast AM and Dreamland programs. In the meantime, Hilly Rose will continue as the guest host. Contact Amir Hendrickson, blah, 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 blah. And Art, here is the full transcript of your pre-recorded announcement made at the beginning of your show on Friday, October 23rd, 1998. Normally I would play it for you, but I'm going to read it to you, folks. Here's what he said, verbatim. I'm not going to leave out one single word. "Greetings to you again from the Kingdom of Nye. While all the difficulties that caused me to so unexpectedly and quickly leave the air have not been resolved yet, they remain as grave as any family would ever face. The situation has improved to some degree, and I pray I'll continue to do that." It'll continue to do that. "I will not further exacerbate the crises by making public what should remain private. In my position, I trust you do no less. Should the matter, however, become public, despite my best efforts, I will have, believe me, a very great deal to say about it. To again state as categorically as I am able, this was not any kind of hoax or stunt. It was not a contract ploy, nor a negotiation tactic for more money. Money has never been a goal for me in doing this program. Never. Not so much as one dot on an I or cross on a T has changed in my contract. This was and is a family crisis, period. My network has been nothing but helpful and supportive, and there are too many people to thank individually, including all of you. Thank you. My sincere thanks to Hilly Rose for keeping the live forum going during all this, on, I might add, very short notice. So I'm very happy to report I will return to Coast to Coast AM and Dreamland beginning Wednesday night, October 28th. Till then, from the high desert, good night. See, I knew it all along, ladies and gentlemen. Art, it appears that you are reading our news coverage. Just take a gander at your reference to, quote, what should remain private, end quote. I wonder where you ever got such an idea. You certainly were not concerned about the privacy of your family before you read my last article or heard me read it on this broadcast. But Art, you are right. It should have remained private. But you, Art, and you alone made it the subject of worldwide conjecture and speculation. You, Art, you made it the subject of worldwide conjecture and speculation. You did it, Art. You and no one else. So cut the bullshit. Art, it is evident that you are just waiting for someone to print the story so you can gather more publicity at the expense of your family. And what is worse, Art, one member of your family will have to bear the brunt of all this for the rest of his or her life. The story will eventually be made public. And we all know it. And Art, you know it too. In a recent email to Cause, you wrote, quote, it was a severe family crisis of life and death matters, end quote. Art, it is very strange, Art, that the sheriff of Nye County told me emphatically that there is no threat to your life or the life of any member of your immediate family. There was never any threat of any kind to your life or the life of any member of your immediate family. The sheriff told me that his department is not conducting any investigation of any type whatsoever concerning you or any member of your family. And Art, the sheriff told me that you perceived, quote, it, end quote, as a threat, but he, the sheriff, does not. And the sheriff refused further comment. Now, we spread a few dollars around through our organization and learned that there has been no medical emergency at the Bell home for at least the last 6 months. That's as far back as the available records go that we could get a peek at. And our conclusion is that aside from your son's car wreck many months ago, there was never any life or death matter involving you, Art Bell, or any member of your immediate family. Now, Art, we know what it is, but we absolutely refuse to report it. We will not allow ourselves to be manipulated by Art Bell. You see, Art, you are the laughing stock of the entertainment industry. The manipulation of your family and your audience is absolutely nothing short of sickening. If you didn't really want anyone to know, or to ferret out your much-trumpeted family problem, why did you ever mention it in the first place? Well, Art, we all know the answer to that question. So it looks as if you, Art Bell, might have a psychological problem. Whatever your family emergency turns out to be can never be serious enough to even begin to compete with all the psychotic silliness and manipulation surrounding your fake resignation from Premier, J-Corp, and Clear Channel Communications, a resignation, Art Bell, that insiders at all three companies tell us was never, ever submitted. Now, if you were really on the up and up, why did you lie about that? And Art, what about the members of your audience who have very serious family problems, real life-threatening situations, or life-threatening illnesses affecting loved ones, people who continue to carry on despite great financial burden and overwhelming odds? What must they think about all of this? And Art, let's get really personal now. Let's get down to the nitty-gritty here. You see, Art, to me and my family, who have been the target of real government threats for many years, and over whose head the specter of imprisonment or death hovers constantly, your incessant whining is absolutely unforgivable. It is an insult to those of us who continue fighting tyranny, even if it means we must die in the process. Even our 8-year-old daughter laughs at you, Art. But gee, Art, exactly what else could we expect from an admitted Freemason and fellow traveler like you? You see, I discovered a long time ago that your Brotherhood of Man is completely lacking in righteousness, and therefore its members lack the courage of their convictions. And Art, it's because they have no convictions. You and they stand for absolutely nothing. That is why everything presented by your socialist cause is cloaked in lies, deception, and manipulation. You see, Art, I'm probably going to make you cry now. There are no ozone holes. There is no global warming. The forests are not disappearing. In fact, since the 1920s, property owners, logging companies, Boy Scouts, and just plain citizens have replanted America's forests to over 6 times their previous total land area, and that happened before Greenpeace and the Sierra Club and the environmental movement ever came along. And Art, there was no alien ship accompanying the Hale-Bopp comet. Your recent green fireball alien invasion was nothing but a normal meteor shower. There is no face on Mars. There are no monuments on the moon or Mars. And there is no alien threat to our Earth. You see, Art, we have popped all of those bubbles and many, many more. To you and your brothers, there is nothing to which you are willing, or for which you are willing to die. Art Bell, to put it very clearly and in language that you can really understand, you don't have any balls. You have absolutely no balls, Art Bell. You made it quite clear in the following passage from your book, and I am quoting verbatim from your book, and I hope everybody is really listening. Quote, "Will there be a global government with a benevolent dictator overseeing global law, global police, and a global judiciary in an attempt to make the world cleaner, peaceful, and prosperous? If that's what it takes to achieve these ends, so be it." End quote. From The Quickening by Art Bell, page 309. That was the conclusion, after he had promoted such a benevolent dictatorship throughout the entire book. Art Bell, you listen to me carefully. Adolf Hitler, the King Nazi, another socialist, said exactly the same thing. Your lack of faith in mankind and your myopic vision calls for the enslavement of the human race, the socialist utopia, as the ultimate answer to our problems. But Art, I see socialism's manipulations as the direct cause of most of our problems, and I and many others are willing to die to stop it. You will not succeed in establishing your Marxist benevolent dictatorship. And Art, just how big a fool are you to believe that once any dictatorship is established, benevolence to any degree is guaranteed? And for exactly how long? Haven't you ever studied history? You see, Art, it won't happen. It will never happen. Not unless you are willing to pay more than it could possibly be worth. You see, there are just too many of us who love freedom that you will have to kill. And you will find that extremely difficult to do. And Art, it will be really life-threatening. You see, Art, we still get goosebumps when Old Glory passes by. We will fight and die for freedom under those beautiful stars and stripes. But Art, And you better listen to me carefully. Absolutely no one is willing to give their life for the universal rag of Freemasonry. The rag that your sheeple know as the United Nations flag. And Art, your particular brand of deceit and manipulation has failed. You see, you've only succeeded in diverting those in your audience who are always the flotsam and jetsam upon the tides of any conflict. In their sheeple state, until they wake up, they have absolutely nothing to contribute and will not be missed. So we all wish that you would just get your green fireball-dodging, Venusian, half-breed, alien, abducted, time-traveling, transvestite, vampire butt back on the air as soon as martianly possible. Please, Art, do it really, really quick and spare us any more of this pathetic days of our lives, soap opera, mysterious, cover-up, life threatening event crap that could only be fixed by your parent company. And we'll give you the benefit of the doubt, Art. Maybe the dots over the I's and the crosses on the T's didn't change, Art. But how about the numbers? And Art, how would we ever know? You see, we know only one thing for certain based upon the broadcasts we have heard and their repercussions. Like the alien spaceship accompanying the Hale-Bopp comet and the suicides which followed. You see, the one thing that we know, Art Bell, is that we cannot ever believe Art Bell.
One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The Pledge of Allegiance to the flag is a pledge to the ideals of our forefathers, the men who fought and died in the building of this great nation. It's a pledge to fulfill our duties and obligations as citizens of the United States and to uphold the principles of our Constitution. And last but not least, it's a pledge to maintain the four great freedoms cherished by all Americans. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom from want, and freedom from fear. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States.
This is Doyle. I'm here to take over now. What I'm going to do right first is I need to take 101.1 FM Eager off the air. And if you would, if you're in the Round Valley listening audience, please just check in about every 15 minutes. I should be back on pretty quick here, about 8 o'clock. Just check back in if you like, and I'll have the FM station back on the air. Okay, I'm going to go do this real quick. Just a second, I got to walk away. Okay, 101.1 FM is now off the air. What I'd like to go over is, I think what I'll do is I'll start out with the radios first. The radios that we have to offer. The first one I'd like to start out with is the Sanjean ATS 909. This is the top-of-the-line unit from Sanjean. It's a portable, shortwave, all-band receiving unit. It's got AM, FM, low wave, medium wave, short wave, all the bands from 120 meter down to 11. It's a really good unit. Has a large LCD display. Really easy to read and see your frequencies. It also tells you battery strength, signal strength, and whatnot. Tells you the frequency you're on down to the thousandths, so that you know exactly where you're dialed in at, which helps a great deal when tuning. Has digital keypad entry, which is a really nice feature, because what that allows you to do is go type in to the keypad, right to the frequency you want to go to, and just hit enter. You don't have to mess with the knob if you don't want to. Although it has five different tuning methods. Direct input, which I already talked about. Just type it in the keypad. Auto scanning. It scans the stations and the frequencies and stops at every station. It's got manual scanning. A memory recall, where you can type in memories. And just type in whatever you assign to it. Station 1, station 2, station 3. And that allows you to program your favorite stations in and just go right to them. And if it's content that you want to listen to, you just stop. It doesn't keep going. And it's got the traditional rotary tuning, except digital. It's a knob on the side of the unit. You just turn it up or down. And it goes up and down the band. Very easy to use. A lot of people like that because of the feel. They feel it's easier to stop at than a scanning mode. It's got the automatic tune system, which is they refer to as the ATS for short. What that will do is it'll automatically search and preset all your memory channels on all the bands, long wave, AM, FM, based upon signal strength. So that's a nice feature too, because what you can do is just basically get the radio set up based on where you're at for your geographical area for any stations that have good reception. Just locks into them, they're set in there. You have automatic shortwave search also, which locks in to the strongest shortwave station on each shortwave page, as it's referred to. Each page has, I believe, nine entries per page. It's got manual alphanumeric editing. What that allows you to do when you have alphanumeric editing, it allows you to put in any 8 alphanumeric characters on the display for station identification. You can put in the call sign, you can put in a location, a country, whatever you like. You just type it in, and when you go to that station, that's what appears also on the LCD display. It's got single sideband, which is true low, on the 909, it's true lower sideband, upper sideband selection. And it's got with variable tuning down to 40 Hz for fine tuning. It's got RF gain control, which is nice to have. What that does, allows you to increase or decrease the radio frequency gain to what it does is it gets rid of adjacent frequencies interference. So if you're listening to the WBCQ 7.415 and whatnot, or an AM station, whatever, you can adjust the RF gain and wipe out anybody that might be sort of bleeding over, stepping on them, whatnot. It won't get rid of someone that's right on top of them, or just outright overpowering them, or they're getting them out of the back blast area, as I refer to it as, of a transmitter. But not always. But what it will do is allow you to knock down the gain on the radio frequency, and like I said, wipe out adjacent stations that are competing with the one you want to listen to. It's got world city time for 42 different cities. It's really good if you travel or want to know what time it is on a certain broadcast you're listening to from France or wherever. You can see the time there. That may be important based on the broadcast you're hearing. It's got selectable tuning steps, which what that allows you to do is allows you to take the step that each tuning increment goes, anywhere from 100 kilohertz down to 40 hertz. You've got on the LCD display, the reason it's really nice about these displays is what it does, it shows you everything that's active. Your signal strength, battery strength, the frequency you're on. It tells you if you're in lock mode or not, which I'll go over that later. It tells you your step. It tells you if you're on single sideband. It tells you everything. So one look on one display, you can see all the features. You don't have to look at switches and buttons. The RDS reception, what that is, it's full on this model, the ATS-909. It displays the station call letters in correct time for anybody transmitting an RDS signal. Wide and narrow filters. What else? That also helps in reducing adjacent stations interference. That's a nice feature. The lock switch. What that does is it locks out all the functions to prevent, you know, accidental altering of them. Where that comes in handy is or you may also lock out individual stations. Where that comes in handy is if you got the settings where you like them, like I want it on sideband and this much and this much on RF gain and whatnot, you can lock out all those settings for a particular station, and then if you go back to that station or go to another station and play with the controls, whatever, when you come back, if you've locked it out, they go right back to the settings which you set. They're not altered. That's a nice feature. It's got tone control. It's got a daylight savings time switch, which just means you can switch one switch. It switches all the times to daylight savings time without having to reprogram them all. It's got an adjustable sleep timer. It includes an AC adapter, so if you don't want to run it off of rechargeable batteries or alkaline batteries, what you can do is just plug it into 110 outlet wall, steps it down, and you can run it directly off a wall outlet. Comes with the ANT60 portable antenna, which is a improvement over the telescopic antenna over the unit. It's really handy because if you want to take the radio with you somewhere where you aren't going to be, like in your house, we have your fixed antenna outside or whatever. It's really easy to deal with. Just unwind it. Cover that later. Very small unit, runs on 4 AA batteries. That's the ATS-909. It's a really good unit. I can vouch for it. I have one, and it's taken quite a beating while in my possession. It still works great. It's $274.95 plus $6 shipping. The next two radios I want to cover are the 818 series. They have the two radios that I'm going to cover, the 818 series, is the ACS and the straight 818A. These two are essentially identical, except for the 818 ACS. I want to stress that. Some people have asked me. It's the 818 ACS. Has a cassette deck, programmable cassette deck recorder built into it. It's another really nice radio. Okay, on the 818 unit, you have the LCD display, backlit, all that. You have manual. You have different tuning methods. You can use a knob. You can use the buttons. You can direct entry if you like. It's got a telescopic antenna. It's got the jack on the side for the AM external antenna, which is a very good feature. If you have an external antenna, you just bring it down to an eighth inch, you know, mini plug. Monaural, I found, has worked best. Some people would argue with me, but I found that it works very well. And you can have that where you can plug it right in to wherever you want to listen to an external antenna, and get even better reception. It's also got, it covers all the shortwave bands, again, from 120 meter down to 11 meter. It's got a programmable alarm on it that allows you to set the alarm to have the radio come on at a certain time. If you have a certain broadcast on a certain station you like to hear, you can program that in, comes on, or it can be used like a sleep alarm if you like. It's got a BFO, which is beat frequency oscillator. That single sideband is CW. That's what that covers. It's got the continuous AM coverage. And then when I say AM, I mean what you traditionally think of as a local or far away AM station frequency and shortwave. That's all in the AM band. 150 kilohertz to 29,999 kilohertz. It's got full FM coverage, 87.5 to 108 megahertz, 45 memory presets. Again, those presets are really handy because based on where you live, you can type in the favorite stations, or even if you don't want to, but if you're going to do it on reception, you can find the stations that come in best, or you just have certain ones you like to listen to, you can program them in and go right to them. You don't have to enter the frequency, you don't have to tune it, you don't have to do anything. It's got narrow and wide filters on the AM, which again, it helps tune out adjacent stations that are competing with you, or with the transmission or the frequency you want to listen to. It's got an RF gain. Covered that. That's where you can, again, help knock down the radio frequency gain and help tune out competing frequencies. It's got a signal strength and battery indicator. It's got tone controls. It's got the lock function. Again, it's digital entry keypad. Reads out to the thousandth character again. Very easy to tune in. That's the ATS-818A. And the price of that is $249.95. ATS-818A is $194.95 plus $6 shipping. Again, let me cover that. I made a mistake. The ATS-818A is $194.95 plus $6 shipping. Now, the other model in this category is 818ACS. All the same features, plus it has a programmable cassette deck recorder. This is a really nice feature. A lot of people like it. You can program the cassette deck to record a certain show and listen to it later, or you can just hit record if you're right there and record a show. It's a really nice feature because what you don't have to do is run your shortwave out signal on your audio on the radio unit to another separate recorder and have patch cords and whatnot. It's all built into one unit, completely portable. Plus, if you have a tape, you can play it back when you like to. So it's a really nice unit. The 818ACS appeals to a lot of people. It's a very good standalone unit, and that cassette deck is its key feature there. Again, it has all the same features we just covered. Memory presets, full shortwave coverage, AM coverage again, full FM coverage, multiple times, alarms, digital keypad entry, backlit, multicolored LCD screen. The reason for the multicolor is certain key features on the screen are backlit with different colors, like your frequency versus your shortwave band or meter band versus your reception strength. So they really stand out, make it a lot easier to find. The price of the 818ACS, that's the one with shortwave, FM, medium wave, long wave, single sideband cassette, $249.95 plus $6 handling. That's $249.95 plus $6 shipping and handling for the ATS-818ACS with the cassette deck. Okay, now real quick, before I go on, I'd like to cover the address and phone number. If you would like to call, you can make call, send a fax. We have a voicemail system, so you can leave a message. The number is 520-333-4578. Again, you can leave a fax, leave a message in the voicemail system if we don't pick it up. It's really handy. And because it is set up as a voicemail system, you can call when it's convenient for you, as far as the middle of the night, because the shift you may work or whatnot. Again, 520-333-4578. Now the address to write to. If you want to purchase products, inquire, correspondence, whatnot, the address is Hour of the Time, care of 101.1 FM, P.O. Box 940, Eager, EAGAR, Arizona, 85925. The address for correspondence, whatever you might want to send or receive, if you want information. Again, that's Hour of the Time, care of 101.1 FM, P.O. Box 940, Eager, EAGAR, Arizona, 85925. Okay. Going on with the radios, I'd like to cover the 404. The model 404 Sangene is Sangene's, and it's newest on the line. It's a really nice unit. What the 404 had, what they did with the 404 was they kept the most popular features from the higher priced units, the very nice units, and then what they got rid of was features that people liked but didn't necessarily use all the time or use that often. So it brought down the cost of production, engineering, and everything that's involved to get a very good, competitively priced radio. It's really nice. Got continuous coverage, like the higher priced units. Tunes all the shortwave bands continuously and any frequency in between. Illuminated LCD display, again, reading out to the thousandths of a character. Tells you kilohertz, megahertz, whatnot, FM, all on there. It's illuminated. You got a seconds display on the clock also. It's got the lockout switch so that you can protect any features that you put in on a certain station as far as sideband or RF gain or any of that stuff goes. It's got an auto preset system, and that, again, it automatically determines all the presets based upon signal strength of the station. So if you just want to tune them all automatically, you can do that function, and it'll lock all the stations that come in with a good reception into the memory. It's got keypad entry. 45 memory presets. It's got AM with the FM stereo, if you like. It comes with a carrying case, a nice carrying case, by the way. Stereo earbuds are included, and those are the earphones that you wear that kind of go inside the ear. They got a nice foam pad over them, whatnot. They're very small, very good sound. It's got tone control. A really nice unit. The price of the ATS 404 shortwave FM longwave receiver, $99.95 plus $6 shipping. That's $99.95 for the ATS 404 Sangene plus $6 shipping. Okay, it's a really nice unit. These make really good gifts to people if you feel there's broadcasts out there like this one or other ones that people need to hear. Shortwave radios make a really good gift. These are well-built units, so you don't have to worry about it being broken when they open it and whatnot, or not working the way it's supposed to work. These are very nice units, fully backed by the company, and the company is really good about their service. I mentioned a few cosmetic flaws to them of mine, based on having dropped it and flipped it over and all sorts of other accidents that's occurred to mine. Chip here, this and that. They said I could send it to them. They'll fully check out the inside, clean it and whatnot. It's a really nice company to deal with. Again, that's it. The last one I covered was ATS 404 for $99.95. I would highly suggest it. If you can afford a unit of that price, that's pretty much the best one going, because you get all the best features: digital entry, LCD display, presets, tuning features, all of it. At a good middle-of-the-road price, especially considering it's got a lot of features that tabletop models that go for many hundreds more have. They don't have much on it also, by the way, some of the tabletop models out there. Next thing I'd like to go over is the that portable antenna I mentioned that comes with, like the 909 and whatnot. What this is a portable shortwave wire antenna. It's like a black reel that you can reel up with your finger. It's really very small, fits in your pocket. It has a clip on it so you can attach it to something when you string your wire out. It's really good if you travel, like take your radio outside and don't want to put up a permanent antenna, a fixed antenna. Take it camping, whatever. What it basically consists of is the shortwave reel antenna, like I was telling you about. Winds up on a little wheel, very small, 23 feet. Of wire, which really helps bring in the signal better. The antenna plugs, you can plug it directly into the AM external antenna jack on the radios, any brands that use the particular 8th inch mini plug, which is most of them, of your portables. It also comes with an adapter that allows you to hook it onto a telescopic antenna, What that's good for is if you have this external antenna, you can hook it to other shortwave radios that don't have a jack. And what that does, it just transmits it right through your telescopic antenna into your radio. You don't have to have the telescopic antenna extended either. It clips onto it. It's all protected on the outside, so you don't have to worry about grounding it out against something. It's insulated. It's a really nice small unit. It's not, don't think this is going to do what a 200-foot loop antenna or, a 63-foot long wire or dipole antenna is going to do. It's not. But what it will do is bring in much better reception than the built-in telescopic antenna that's on the unit. And what it also allows you to do is, for those units who have no option, whatever brand they might be, for an external antenna, this allows you to clip it right on and get those features in a small package. The AMT-60 portable antenna is from Sanjean again. It's $1,395 plus shipping. Sanjean AMT-60 shortwave antenna, $13.95. Next thing I'd like to go over real quick is the rechargeable battery kit we have. It's a really good feature. We use it here all the time. The rechargeable batteries, same brand, everything. What's nice about this is it cuts down costs immensely. If you take care of your NiCad batteries, rechargeables are NiCad, nickel cadmium. They generally get over 100 charges on a battery, so you can already see what the difference in price would be between alkaline batteries, 100 sets of them, throwing them away, and or using rechargeable batteries. The kit consists of a recharger. You can recharge 2 or 4 batteries at a time on. 2 or 4 batteries. It comes with 4 AA batteries, which run most of the shortwave portable units out there. Doesn't, despite the brand, runs on AA generally. It will power your Sanjeans, your Radio Shack models and whatnot, Panasonics and Sonys. 4 NiCad batteries, the charger, all comes in a nice package, gives you some details on a care of your batteries, how to use them properly, how to use the charger, and they recharge in 5 hours. So what's really nice about this is you can buy extra NiCad batteries and use all rechargeables, and just one set's in, one set's out, they're all good, whatnot. Or if you like, what some people do is if they only need 2 batteries, they just recharge it 2 at a time. They've always got a couple there. You can buy rechargeable batteries at stores, but the price on this unit is a really good deal. If you go out and price it, consider, again, you get a charger and 4 NiCad batteries. Very large name brand. It's again and again brand. They make a lot. They sub a lot of batteries out to the large name factories, the big name brands you've heard of before. And then they carry their own label. Same quality, same construction, $15.95 for the rechargeable battery kit. This will save you a lot of money down the road. Trust me, we use them all the time. And you can just imagine 100 recharges compared to throwing away 100 sets of alkaline batteries over that time. Well, then you can see the difference in price. $15.95 plus shipping for the again and again NiCad kit, charger, and 4 AA NiCad batteries. One thing I'd like to make sure everybody understands, though, is NiCads, compared to alkalines, alkalines tend to wear down slowly when they're getting dead. When I say that, I mean you might be listening to a show, volume drops slowly. It slowly decreases over the period. And they take a while to die, little certain features may not work right on your radio and whatnot, and then they go bad. Well, NiCads, they take a crash. Just so you know, it's nothing wrong with the battery. When they get to the end of their rope, they go. So don't think you've got a bad battery. It's just that when a NiCad's worn out, it goes empty. That's all there is to it. Okay? So nothing's wrong with it. Just recharge it, and it's fine again. Okay. I think I'll go on to a couple other things here I'd like to cover now. And then pretty quick here, we're going to open the lines back up. I'll turn on 101.1 FM. Back on the air, right at the top of the hour after I do the identification and whatnot, or before, I'll do it before I do the identification. And then we'll open up the phone lines and allow you to call in, and you can shoot questions my way, and I'll try to answer them if you have questions. Or you can just call or talk, whatever. Okay, a couple more things I'd like to cover real quick. Again, if you didn't have a chance earlier to write down the phone number address, the address is Hour of the Time, hour of the time, care of 101.1 FM, P.O. Box 940, Eager, that's E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, 85925. The phone number, if you'd like to send a fax, leave a message, whatnot, it's 520-333-4578. Now, we also have the information packet available. The information packet consists of is the pages of... Thank you. covers a quick biography of William Cooper. The information packet covers the printed matter such as Veritas, Oklahoma City Day One, Behold a Pale Horse. It also covers the treason documents. Has the audio book of Behold a Pale Horse on there. It's got videotapes. Gives you a description, time, price. I mean, it's not time, length. The Branch Davidians, Last Will and Testament, the Zapruder film, the Luxor video. Covers the whole Mystery Babylon series, tape by tape by tape. So you know what the show number is, what number in the series it is, the content. Covers all that. To get the information kit, all you need to do, send us a number 10 size, self-addressed stamped envelope. Please send 75 cents postage. 75 stamps right there, postage. On a number 10, self-addressed stamped envelope. Just stick that in another envelope. Just fold it up, whatever you want to do, so it'll fit. You can still mail it in the same size envelope. Just fold it in half, fold it in thirds, whatever, so it'll fit in there. Please address it properly so we can get it out to you as soon as possible. Include a dollar. That what that does is cover the cost of reproduction of the information packet. It's several pages, like I just described, plus it's got the order forms to make any purchases easier. It tells you the item, the price, quantity, blah, 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 just like a standard order form. $1, number 10, self-addressed stamped envelope, the 75 cents postage. Send that to us and we'll get one out to you, an information packet. It's updated as far as prices and whatnot. We'll keep on top of it. Also have the 98 tape list, the 98 audio broadcast list. What it does, covers every broadcast from 1998 up to current. It lists the show number, the broadcast number, for instance, 1285, 1285, on January 5th, 1998. Tells you the content. Chiapas de Montaña. Then you keep going. You can see every show, whether it's a rerun possibly, or it says that. Gives you the date of the show, the broadcast number, so it's real easy to look over them and see if there's a certain show you'd really like to order. You remember one and you know the date of it. Boom, you got it right there. That's the 1998 tape list. It gives you the prices of all the audio broadcasts. I'll go over those real quick. 1 hour tape is $11, postage paid. That's a 1 hour broadcast is $11, postage paid. And the length of the tape is indicated on there. The 2 hour show or broadcast is $12, postage paid. And a 3 hour is $13. And a three-hour tape, broadcast, consists of two 90-minute audio tapes. Again, 1 hour is $11, postage paid. 2 hours is $12, postage paid. And a three-hour broadcast is $13, postage paid. Okay? So just remember that, 11, 12, and 13. A couple exceptions, obviously. The Mystery Babylon series is obviously one of them. It's a very long series. It consists of its 41 audio tape plus the Luxor videotape, which is number 33 in the series. The price of that is $290, postage paid per series. And then the Illuminati series. The Illuminati series is a really good set. It's three parts. A three-part series. You really should order all three. I'm going to real quick give some identification here. You're listening to WBCQ. Monticello, Maine, USA. Alright. Again, the Illuminati set is a three-tape set. Parts 1, 2, and 3, that set is $33. Okay, so other than that, those two cases there, like I just said, the Illuminati series, which is parts 1, 2, and 3, a 3-tape set for $33. Or the Mystery Babylon series, which is 41 audio tapes. And the Deluxe videotape, which is number 33 in the series, which is $290, postage paid. The prices are $11, postage paid for 1 hour, $12 for 2 hours, and $13, postage paid for 3 hour broadcast. And that's all indicated on the list. So if you'd like the 98 list, just tell us, give me a quick note. Again, self-addressed stamped envelope, and we'll have it all taken care of. Okay. Please address them correctly. And the reason I say that is if they're not addressed correctly or to a spot where you might get mail, the problem is that it may get returned, and then there's leeway, and then there's time there as far as when you're going to get your set, because then we may have to get another address and whatnot. So just address it correctly wherever you get your mail. Make things much quicker. And then also then we're not getting, you know, these returns and whatnot. Then we have to redo them and throw more stamps on them and send them off again and whatnot. Okay, let me flip the tape right now. So just bear with me for a master tape goes. There we go. Okay. Tape's running. It's on record. And it's on the other side. So I won't do the same thing as I did a few weeks ago. Okay, what I'm going to do right now is bring 101.1 FM back on the air. So I have to walk away from the mic. Just give me a second. Actually, and what I'll do is I need to go get some water real quick. So what I'm going to do is play you a little music real quick. We'll get 101.1 FM back on the air. Then we'll be back on for call-ins for the next hour. All right. Let's see, what do you want to play? Oh, here we go. Cool. No, yeah, here we go. I'm going to find a really good song here. I say so I can, excuse me, get out and do my stuff I have to do. I can walk away from the mic to turn back on the transmitter and whatnot. And I hate to just do that without something going on. It's dead time and it sounds stupid. So people think we're off the air or whatnot. So make sure it's good. Oh, here's a good song. Beautiful song. All right, here we go. We'll be back on in just a couple minutes. right, 101.1 FM Eager is back on the air now. Let me stop this. Here we go. Okay. Right now we're going to open the phone lines. If you'd like to call in, ask questions, discuss something, whatnot, feel free to. The number is 520-333-4578 for the call-in line. Everything seems to be okay to work it. Yep. All right. Anyway, 101.1 FM, Eager, is back on the air now. So we're going to do call-ins for the rest of the time now. And if you'd like to call in about something, an issue, agree or disagree with something and whatnot, or ask questions, feel free to. 520-333-4578. I'd like to cover a few things while we're waiting for a call real quick. Is about shortwave reception. I got a few more calls in the last week. Curious about... what's up, Boo?
I can help you.
All right, good. Grab a chair. I'll give you my earphones. Anyway, what I'd like to do is, again, just go over a couple generalities about shortwave reception that may or may not help you out there in the listening audience. It's definitely worth knowing, because when you hear these terms, you'll know what they mean, if you don't already. Plus, it may help you receive your favorite station better. You want these? I'll take these loud ones. Here, just a second. Okay? There you go, Pooh. Tell everybody hi.
Huh?
Tell everybody hi.
Hi.
There you go. All right. Whoa, it's loud. All right. A few of them I'd like to talk about is a feeder. Someone asked me what a feeder was. A feeder is a utility, as it's called, station. It transmits programs from the broadcaster's home country to a relay site abroad. Okay? Although they're not intended specifically to be received by the general public, many rural band radios can handle these quasi-broadcasts, for lack of a better word. They operate in lower sideband and upper sideband, or independent sideband termed ISL, I've heard on the lower, and ISU, I've heard on the upper, modes. So it goes right along with sideband. All a feeder is a another frequency that you can hear transmission on. Let's cover a couple more things, too, real quick. I may have covered these a week or two ago, but I just keep track of what people ask and like to try to respond to their question. The World Band Spectrum, as it's called. Let me cover this. This wasn't asked specifically, I mean, it was kind of asked what composes it and whatnot, so I'm going to cover it. The World Band Spectrum. Okay, it's the collected segments of the shortwave spectrum set aside by the International Telecommunications Union for broadcasting. The ITU also allows some world band broadcasting to take place outside these segments. The official, as it's called, world band segments, along with the real world segments, in brackets, anyway, follow with general guides as to when reception may be best. But one thing you really got to remember, okay? These are only general guides. Actual reception varies based on where you live and whatnot, the station's location, the time of year, and other factors, which will lead us right into propagation. A few more questions about propagation again, what it is, what it consists of, what affects it. Propagation. I'll read this from the book Passport to World Band Radio. They have a really good definition, makes it real easy to understand. Okay, how they define propagation. World band signals travel, like a basketball, up and down from the station to your radio. The floor below is the Earth's surface, whereas the player's hand, in quotes, is the ionosphere. That's the gaseous layer that envelops the Earth. While the Earth's surface remains pretty much the same from day to day, the ionosphere, nature's own satellite, varies in how it propagates radio signals depending on how much sunlight hits the bounce points. This is where it aggravates the ionosphere by heating it up and therefore affects propagation here, or transmission. This is why some world band segments do well, mainly by day, whereas others are best by night. During winter, there's less sunlight, so the night bands become unusually active, while the day bands become correspondingly less useful. And there again, we go back to world band spectrum with day and night. Day-to-day changes in the sun's weather also cause short-term changes in world band radio reception. And I mean solar storms, magnetic storms, whatnot. This explains why some days you hear rare signals. And other days, why a certain station is usually very good is very hard to listen to all of a sudden. Okay. Additionally, you have the 11-year sunspot cycle. Let's say it has a long-term effect on propagation. It should be peaking again right around... peaking. It starts, you know, obviously prior. Peaking right around 2004 should be the next 11-year sunspot cycle. If that isn't correct, feel free to call and... Excuse me? Oh. You're on the air?
Hi, Doyle. This is Renee in Michigan.
Hey, what's up?
Well, I just called Voice of America to lodge a complaint.
Uh-huh.
And a phone number that they gave me out of their newsroom is 202-619-3260 number,
uh-huh,
which they call Master Control.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that number will help for anyone that might want to call and ask that the police stop bleeding over on the Bill show.
Yeah, sure. Could you repeat that?
202. 619-3260.
3260. That's the Master Control, you said?
Yes.
Control room of Voice of America?
Yes, that's what they called Master Control, and that phone number was given to me by a gentleman in their newsroom.
Okay, good. That came from their own newsroom, so hopefully it's accurate, right?
Hopefully.
All right, well, hey, thank you. You have anything else you'd like to cover?
Not really. I'm glad to hear that Bill's back on the air. That's for sure. We've been trying to pick him up every evening, and, you know, hopefully these folks that are bleeding over will stop doing it. I'm just thrilled to death he's back on the air.
Okay.
We missed him.
Yeah. How, are you listening right now in shortwave?
Yes.
How is the reception?
Everything's great until they bleed over.
Yeah. Is it coming like oscillations and waves, or is it just boom hitting it?
It's coming in and out.
Yeah.
So you'll come in clear and... And then when they'll bleed in, and then they'll go back out, and then they'll come back in, and then they'll go back out. But I think while Bill was on, it was clear. There was no bleed over. When you came on, they started bleeding in.
Yeah, they must not like me. No, it's a time. All right. Well, that's really good to know. Where was the state you were from again?
I'm in Michigan.
Michigan, okay. I have this down. I have a very short memory sometimes. I'm sorry about that.
That's okay.
Yeah, it's I like to know, you know, where how we're sounding in different locations. It's a really good indication.
Well, please tell Bill we love him and we're glad he's back on the air.
I will, and I'm sure he's listening. Thank you.
Okay,
thank you. All right, bye-bye. Okay, the call-in number again is 520-333-4578. If you'd like to call in, give us a reception report or what you think of the show or... you got a question or don't like me, whatever, feel free to call in. What are you laughing about, Pooh? Pooh, you should tell him. Anyway, again, I was covering propagation. There again, I'm using memory for the... Oh, got a call. Hello, you're on the air. Whoa. Ah. Bye. I'm sorry, but that hurt my ears. Anyway, the call-in number, if you want to call in, please have your radio turned down. I'm sure that was an accident, I hope, at least. Please have the radio turned down. That hurts on this end really badly. Okay, we'll try it again here. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, I got a question to ask you.
Okay, I'll try to answer.
Okay, yeah. The shortwave radio station, WGTG.
Yeah.
It's switching to single psi band.
Uh-huh.
Think about that.
Okay. Where'd you find that out at?
They're advertising and they've been testing their transmitter on sideband.
Yeah.
And
oh, okay.
I switched over to sideband,
uh-huh,
and I noticed that their signal increases 10 to 20 times more than in AM.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to sideband?
I don't know. I just don't know. But yeah, I'm familiar with WGTG. I just haven't listened to them for a while. That's interesting. When do you know when they plan on doing this full bore? Are they just testing right now, you say?
Yeah, their new transmitter is scheduled to be operational at the end of this month.
Yeah, okay.
And it's 6 million watts of talk power, sideband.
Yeah. Okay.
And I just wanted to know what you thought about international broadcasters switching over to sideband, because I know when I switched over, all the interference that I heard instantly goes away.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, it comes way up.
Yeah. What it is is well, sideband technically all it is like it's to save space, okay? Not that many people as far as world band or other use single sideband, but it's got to change because of just sheer population, and there's only so many frequencies. It's like, just imagine, like, you got the little up and downs on the cycle. If you're looking at an oscilloscope or whatnot, you know, the frequency?
Yeah.
Okay, just like take...
Hello?
Okay. Anyway, what I just real quick, all the sideband does is it just is like a departure from each side of the main frequency, so it's like allows the carrier to come through. But if you want to discuss that with WBCQ, you know, you should feel free to call them. You should call them.
Yeah, because I noticed that going to sideband, their signal increases 10 to 20 times.
Yeah, sometimes.
Tremendous increase in signal.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
How strong the signal gets.
We don't have any control over that or any part of the planning, so if you want to call WBCQ, that'd probably be really good, and discuss that with them if you'd like.
So are you going sideband also?
I have nothing to do with that, so I don't, you know, that's what I'm saying. If you want to inquire about that, call WBCQ, and then they can answer your questions.
Okay, thanks.
All righty.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Anyway, well, everybody got an explanation, a rough explanation, very rough, by the way, of sideband. Real quick. All right, the call-in number is 520-333-4578 is the call-in number. Anyway, like I say, how to explain it really. Sideband is just on each side of the frequency, has a feeder, and what it does is it allows conservation of the radio spectrum. And when I say that, what I mean is, by people using sideband, they're not eating up main frequencies, I guess is the best way I can put it. So what that does is allow more broadcasts to be out there with the feeders on the sideband and whatnot without opening up the spectrum anymore, if it can be opened up. A lot of it's legislated, by the way, on communications, all of it, but as far as who has what allocation of the spectrum, you know, cellular phones, AM, FM. There's always talk about opening up an amateur station frequency, and I guess it's kind of on the roll right now. Recently, there was a family youth band opened up, and what that allows you to do is use transceivers handheld back and forth, and it's with family youth band or whatnot. I can't remember the exact name. That's all allocated up there by the FCC based on a demand and input from people and politics and whatnot, of course. And they also sell off chunks of the spectrum to new industries or current industries based on demand, or sometimes it seems how much revenue they need, whatever. But that's how that works, essentially. Okay, I had a couple more things that I want to get out here that I had questions on. And there again, I got a call. Alrighty. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Doyle?
Yeah.
It's Gary.
Hey. How you doing, Gary?
Yeah, I was listening to the radio station, and there's some other channel bleeding onto your channel.
Yeah, we covered that earlier. You probably didn't hear. We seem to be getting walked on by Voice of America. Not seen, we are. By Voice of America. Okay.
That's kind of coincidental, isn't it?
Yeah, I kind of thought so. But what it is, it seems to take grab the second hour of our show.
Yeah.
What right now, WBCQ and Alan Weiner and the whole staff, everybody is working their hardest to get this remedy, okay, through the channels and whatnot.
Yeah.
They have, you know, they have reps in Washington. It's going to take a little bit of time until it's remedied. But all it is they've decided to start doing a Botswana broadcast or whatnot on that, which is our second hour time on WBCQ. So
yeah.
They're walking on us real bad. Yeah. How is it out there in California?
All right. Yeah, it's real bad right here.
Yeah.
Doyle?
Uh-huh.
I was reading in the Vector of California, and it looks like England, one of their nuclear submarines off the California coast, they're going to launch a cruise missile.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to end up over on the desert at China Lake. They have a weapons center there in a bombing range.
Yeah, uh-huh.
So the British, they're gonna use our weapons center to test their cruise missiles.
Hmm. That was in what paper?
In Bakersfield, California.
No, that's interesting.
Yeah, I don't know when they're going to do it, but the guy's looking up the area, he can see these things coming because they move pretty slow.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, they do. I'm sure you've seen them when they're doing their other tests down there over Mojave and whatnot.
Well, I haven't, but I do know their new jets. You can't hear them.
Yeah.
You can't hear them. The sonic waves they're pushed up in the air. So when you try to find them, it's not like the old jets.
Yeah.
So they got a lot of new stuff out.
Huh, yeah, that's interesting. I hadn't heard of that. I know if you know down there, you know, obviously you know where it's at, Mojave and whatnot.
Yeah.
You know, when they blast off those rockets for testing, you get quite a color show, especially at sunset, because the fuel and whatnot. Yeah, that's interesting. Over there.
Vandenberg.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Vandenberg. Can you have any anything about the case with the Hal?
I believe they're going to have his funeral tomorrow, 29.
Mm-hmm.
And they've come out with three different stories. They got problems with this case.
Yeah. has the Bakersfield Californian been? Have they published all three of these accounts, or is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They can't get anything right. This guy had never had any run-ins with the law or anything, and then all of a sudden, the ETF go in and murder him.
Yeah.
There's a lot of everybody I've talked to. They're calling it cold-blooded murder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen that seem to be the general consensus in some of the reports.
Well, and then
I'm talking about right out of the area there. Yeah.
Yeah, and the paper they can't even get their story straight on it. They've changed their minds three different times.
Mm.
Whiting, the guy that popped three rounds into him.
Uh-huh.
He popped four rounds into another guy, not two. A few years before the shot, Hal. He's been involved in several shootings. And there was quite a bit of to do about that that first shooting that Whiting was involved in.
Mm-hmm. Now Whiting is the police officer, correct?
Yeah.
Just, I mean, in case someone doesn't, you know.
Yes, a policeman in town, Pumphrey, is his superior.
Mm-hmm.
Our sheriff, his name is Carl Sparks. He's our sheriff of Kern County.
What is his take on this? Is he,
Well, he's probably worried because a BATF agent or an FBI agent is not allowed to lay their hands at all in the arrest. If this guy's shop was in the county, it's supposed to be a county sheriff that arrested him. And if the paperwork, you know, and all that's done, filled out right from a federal judge, then he's handed over to them.
Mm-hmm.
You don't let federal agents come into where they have no jurisdiction.
Yeah, exactly. Jurisdiction's the key. The sheriff is in charge of the county.
Yeah. If it's in the city,
as far as
city police do the arresting.
Yeah, so it was in the county. Again, we'll just cover some of this. His shop was in the county where the incident took place, but it was a police officer out there. Whiting pulling the police force attack,
Yeah, so he had no business even being there.
Yeah. Didn't Carl Sparks have some foreknowledge of it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had two sheriffs. his undersheriff. But Carl Sparks, it's possible he didn't even have any knowledge about it at all, but there's an undersheriff under him.
Yeah.
And he's the person that issued, you know, that dealt with the FBI. But Carl Sparks told me that he has no say-so about the feds. It's the city fathers here at Bakersfield that tell him what to do.
Oh.
Yeah, I asked him that question.
Yeah.
Radio, and that's the answer he gave.
That was the interview I think you had mentioned to me?
Yeah.
Where he was on the air, this is a statement-type interview summary, whatever they want to call it, of the event?
Yeah, he had no answers at all.
Yeah. So he claimed that he had no say in what the feds did there in the county.
Yeah, and what happened to that woman? Was there a woman in Oklahoma that the ATF shot?
I can't keep track of how many people the ATF shoot.
Yeah, they shot some woman in New York.
Yeah?
Yeah, they're involved in a lot of shootings. But as a matter of fact, they're not allowed to arrest anybody. You know, and why they even let them have guns and come into a county to arrest someone, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Sheriff, so Sheriff Carl Sparks, their Kern County sheriff, correct? Kern County? Yeah, so him or his undersheriff had some forewarning because sheriffs accompanied the federal agents there to the shop.
Uh-huh.
And then he says on an interview that he doesn't have any say.
Yeah.
Someone needs to...
Yeah, he says there's city fathers here in town around it.
Oh.
Yeah, so we have a big city convention here each year, and we've got Gorbachev and George Bush.
Yeah, are you talking about the Bakersfield Business Conference? Is that what you're talking about?
They sit there and they bond, they get old hands, get warm and fuzzy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a bunch of communists is what they are.
Mm-hmm.
So what did you think about that document?
Excuse me?
Mentioned?
Which one was that, Gary?
Well, it's okay to be a...
Oh, I haven't got it yet.
Senate, huh?
I haven't seen it yet.
I mailed it to you. You should have got it.
Oh, well, I haven't seen it as of yet.
It's in a brown envelope.
Okay. Yeah, well, I can't wait to see it. As soon as I get it and can read over it, I'm going to cover it on the air. It's very interesting. I just want to have it so I can
read it. Yeah, I mailed it about a week ago.
Oh, well, it's a rural area, so sometimes things take a little while.
Yeah, it's a dandy.
Okay, good. And then, someone needs to educate, I think, Sheriff Carl Sparks on what his powers are as a sheriff and who has jurisdiction in the county and who doesn't, so.
Well, when people find, it goes into a lot deeper than that. This country's so far along in the United Nations that people are going to find out here real soon just what's happened.
Yeah,
they're not going to like it, but they're going to find out.
Do you know, Gary, if in the local area there, as far as maybe the house, especially because of what just recently happened, is there any recall movements or anything going on in the local area? I would hope so.
No.
But is there, okay, what are they do, as far as police officer Whiting, he's back on duty, right?
Oh, yeah, they ruled that all justifiable, and they have to. They messed this case up so bad, they have to, because there's been, you know, his son and daughter have a lawyer, and they're after Kern County right now.
Well, yeah, someone needs to be.
Kern County boo-booed on this one, it appears.
Well, I would think that, I mean, there's plenty of good people anywhere you go. I would think that a group of people maybe could get together there and start some kind of...
hang on a second.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Anyway, like I was saying, I would think that I know that there's a lot of good people there, as there are everywhere. I think that what needs to happen is the people need to get together and ask for an official inquiry into this, and this thing needs to be probed deeper.
There's a lot of mad people right now in Kern County over this bill, and it's going to be, it's not over with yet. It's this case is gonna go to trial and there's a lawyer. He's checking into things and he doesn't like what he's seeing. So everybody I've talked to about this Hal guy, he they just had good things to say about him. He was never arrested or anything.
Yeah, well, I had met him various times and knew him and looked onto him as a friend. I had not had much contact with him because of work and moving and whatnot, obviously, in the last few months. But he was always very congenial. He was just like a big teddy bear when you met him. And I can't see him doing all this stuff, but I...
Well, there's a gun club here in Oilville.
Uh-huh.
And he was their secretary.
Yeah.
Well, they came out and he kept all their papers.
Mm-hmm.
At his gun shop.
Yeah.
So he had an FFL license. He was a legal dealer. He'd never broken a law or anything until this year came up, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah, and it seemed kind of strange. I think they said the first infraction was 2 or 2.5 years ago.
Yeah,
they reported.
That's a lie. Hey, well, yeah. You don't let someone sell machine guns.
Yeah.
Don't let them do it for 2 days.
That's what
years.
I was getting to. Yeah, exactly. I didn't understand if they're an investigative arm and supposed to be enforcing some kind of law that he is supposed to ascribe to, being a gun dealer, if they would just let this activity go on for the next 2.5 years. But I remember that was in part of the report. I think there was 2 incidences they tried to cite. They said the first incident and then one more time 18 months ago.
A person that has an FFL license, has a reputable business, works on firearms for people. He said Whiting, the guy that shot him, said that he had worked on 2 or 3 of his pistols.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But to make a long story short, you take a guy like Whiting that has money invested, he doesn't go around breaking the law because he can't afford to.
Yeah.
Why do it? He makes a living. He makes a living doing what he does.
Yeah, off an honest, legitimate business.
That's right.
Yeah.
So these people messed up, and they got to come up with some stories. You know, they're just full of lies anyhow. It's all they know how to do is lie. Once they start lying, there's no end to it.
Not the ATF.
Yeah, and well, even got their own local cops here in town.
Yeah.
Their own district attorneys, you know. They, mm-hmm. I've got them lying through their teeth.
Yeah.
And I called them on it and one time when I was a witness.
Yeah.
And called them on it, and they had a policeman to try to convince me that I didn't see, you know.
Oh, one of those.
That I saw.
Yeah.
And I went and told the that policeman, he ain't going to convince me nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I told that prosecuting attorney, I want to see Ed Jagels and find out what kind of a group of prosecuting attorneys he has here, because I said you people need to be exposed for what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I went and told the owner of the house that they broke into what they said. He went in there and just raised pure hell with them.
Yeah.
And they were lying.
Yeah.
You know, I know of cases where in Bakersfield where Al Letty, the guy took $10,000, gave it to him. His son's court trial case never came to court.
Huh.
You know, that's the kind of justice we have.
Yeah.
Money talks, bullshit walks.
Yeah, well, I really hope that I have a feeling it will happen, is that the local residents is there, especially, they have, you know, it really has to be in Kern County.
Yeah, that
will say, hey, you know, we need an inquiry into this.
Well,
it's not going to do much good.
I'm talking about Al Letty way before.
Yeah.
Way before him, we had a guy here come out of here and became our attorney general.
Yeah.
And then he became a Supreme Court judge.
Yeah.
Our chief of police said, this same person I'm talking about is my only suspect in the murder of his father.
Hmm.
And you know who this person ended up being?
Hmm.
Chief Justice Earl Warren of the Warren Commission.
Wow.
You know?
So he's a local boy, huh?
Earl Warren, yeah. Came out of Bakersfield.
Yeah.
His father was a geologist.
Mm-hmm.
He made a lot of people millionaires, you know, drilling oil wells,
yeah.
Finding oil wells.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I think especially now, because it has to be done now in the Howe case, in any case, but this needs to be jumped on now when it's fresh and people have the ability to do research before more and more stuff gets buried. People really need to get some kind of concerted effort to get some kind of grand jury and whatnot and some inquiry into this, an official one from unbiased, you know, sources. Yeah, good. I just hope it happens quickly. Because then send a message, hopefully, that, hey, you can't keep
kicking. I don't know of any incident ever happening in Kern County to set people fired up like this.
Well, good.
I don't know of anything that's ever happened.
Well, I hope that something good can come out of this misfortune. I mean, it's a horrible thing to happen. I just told people.
It's horrible. It's crazy. To let the feds come in and murder someone, a good citizen, upstanding citizen, just let them come in and murder it and then write it off as justifiable. Hey, the people know better than that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the people in Taft are not going to put up with it.
Yeah, good.
They picked the wrong city to mess with.
Good. I'm glad to hear that because they'll send that message out, you know, quick, get your boot off the back of our neck. You know, we're tired of it.
Taft's not your average town.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Yeah. You know, these guys that work out there, they work out in oil field. They work on the rigs.
Yeah.
They work with steel, and these men are just like steel. And I guarantee you one thing. They earn their money fair. You know, they give a good day's work for their money.
Yeah.
And they believe in a fair shake, you know.
Yes, exactly.
With, you know, with the law authorities.
Mm-hmm.
And this is all... This is all it's going to take. There's going to be a lot come out of this.
Yeah, good. Well, it needs to be. I mean, it's just, it's sick. It's sick is what it is.
Well, it's cold-blooded murder is what it is.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you called in, Gary, because these updates are very handy. I appreciate it. And from me, especially from you being right back there where I'm from, I mean, it's very close to me knowing these people and areas and towns and whatnot. Hey, hey, Pooh. I appreciate it.
Well,
you've got our number, right? Because you fax that stuff. You still got it?
The what now?
You keep the number on hand, okay? The
I
phone number. Keep the phone number on hand, Gary.
I've got it.
All right, good.
Yeah, I'm going to... a friend of mine from up in Hanford.
Uh-huh.
She's sending me some information.
Oh, yeah. I know. Yeah. Good.
They pass some of it on if it's interesting.
Okay, good. All right, well, thanks a lot. Keep us filled in. And keep me filled on as
well. I'm going to let you go so you can get back to, you probably got other callers wanting to call in.
Oh, I imagine, yeah. This is, like I say, just keep us filled in. Keep me filled in with that information you keep sending me. I really appreciate it.
I will.
All right, thank you, Gary.
Okay, good
deal. All righty, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right.
Now, can I say the number?
Sure.
Okay.
You're there.
Okay. The number is 520-333-4578.
Wow. Good job, Pooh. What did she say? The lines are open.
Lines are open.
All right. Good job. Like Pooh said, the number is 520-333-4578 if you'd like to call in. That's a couple of good reception reports. I'm glad to hear that. Oh, here we go. See, oh, okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Doyle. How you doing?
All righty. How about you?
Good. And, Pooh, you're a good salesperson. You gave that number out so good I had to call.
See?
So hello to Pooh. I hope Bill Back's feeling better.
So do I. I've been in here, so I don't know. I know that he needs to rest it. It was quite a lot of strenuous work they were doing when I was gone. I drove up, and it already happened. I wish I would have been here to help.
You weren't there to help him. Oh, well. But listen, I was wondering, first of all, before I forget, could you give the web page address out?
Sure.
Over the phone. Do you have that handy?
Yeah, I do. Handy, I say, in a big old stack of stuff. I got it right here. Let me just find it.
I know it,
but I just want to read it exact, so I don't mess it up as far as forward slashes and whatnot. Okay, the website address. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. http://harvest-trust.org. Yeah, and I'll let me do it again. I'm glad you reminded me of that. I should have said that earlier.
Hey, because it's definitely worth taking a look at.
Well, yes, definitely. The website address, I'm glad you reminded me. I really appreciate it. It's http://harvest-trust.org. harvest-trust.org. And there you will see a wealth of information and a lot of research all in one spot.
Is there information on that site about what Clinton and China were up to on the West Coast there with the naval base and so forth?
You know, honestly, I can't say yay or nay. I just can't. I don't know.
Okay, well, we'll take a look at it.
Yeah, that's the best way, because even if it isn't, there's tons of other good information. Yeah. I just honestly, I mean, it's so huge, okay, the website.
Mm-hmm.
I think you'll agree. And then it's got so much information on it. I can't remember everything that's on there.
Well, also, if it's okay, though, I got kind of a public service announcement for the folks here in Round Valley. I'm calling from Round Valley, by the way.
Yeah, okay.
For those of you that that either live in Round Valley or near Round Valley, and you're tired of paying $20.24.95 a month for the internet, while our friends and relatives in the valley, like in Phoenix, are paying $9.95 a month,
mm-hmm.
We finally found a service that will accompany us for $9.95 a month
mm.
here in Round Valley.
Good.
And you don't have to pay 3 months in advance or nothing like that. You just have to agree to do it all for one full year.
Okay.
And we need 500 people to
I don't know if we can
have this service
uh-huh.
for $9.95 a month in order to get it. So they want us to come up with 500 names and addresses first, and then
yeah.
they'll send the service to us, and we could inform everybody of the service being available, and then you can access it for $9.95 a month. And if you live in Eager or Springerville or near it, the place to go to sign up to be on a mailing list so you can be informed of it when it happens,
because uh-huh.
I think they've got 100. They have 100 people already,
uh-huh.
and they need 400 more, and they're going to be advertising on commercial radio stations soon, and they're in the Round Valley paper classified section.
Okay.
Today.
Yeah.
And anyway, just go to Valley Cellular.
Okay, yeah.
Right next to Arby's.
Yeah, everybody should know where that's at.
Yeah, just go there, and you can sign up yourself,
yeah.
and they'll give you a sign-up sheet so you can take it to your friends and relatives and workers and so forth. And
yeah.
once we get to 500 people, we'll be able to get the internet at a decent price.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that.
Like,
well,
I hope you don't mind I did that.
Unless I broke some rule, I don't mind. I will, but I didn't break some rule. But I don't mind at all for personally. Unless, like I say, but are you listening on the FM or shortwave?
The FM.
FM, I figured, but I just was curious.
It's coming in great.
Well, yeah, good. How far away are you?
Oh, I'm pretty close. I'm right next to the old IGA building.
Oh, okay.
Right near you guys.
You listen often?
Excuse me?
You listen often?
Oh, yes.
Good.
I try to listen every night if I can.
Good.
We enjoy it, and we enjoy you as a new addition to the program, and it's always fun to hear Pooh once in a while. And but we sure like listening to Bill, and hope he gets better real soon and get back on the saddle again tomorrow night.
Oh yeah, we'll give him a break and let him rest because he needs to get well.
Well, he earned it.
Yeah,
that's what he gets for pushing a Bronco.
Okay.
We'll see you, Don.
Thank you for the call.
Bye
bye. Bye. Well, I think that's Pooh. He did such a good job. He said he had to call in. Anyway, the number, go ahead, quick, go ahead.
The number is 520-333-4578.
Look it, we got a call.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Pooh. How you doing, Doyle?
Hey, all right.
I'm calling to complain about my cable bill.
Oh, yeah?
You know who it is, though.
Yeah.
I figured you did.
Yeah.
Hey, how you guys doing?
All right, good. How about you?
Oh, not too bad. Looks like I got to send Bill out some aspen bark for his back.
Yeah.
Boy, sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Ooh-wee. But Pooh's taking good care of him, aren't you, Pooh?
Yeah.
Good.
I knew it. We can count on you.
Good.
So how you doing?
Good.
Good?
Yeah.
Hey, guess what I got in the mail?
What?
I got my stuff that I ordered from you, my knives and stuff.
Yeah.
Boy, they are nice.
Cool.
Hey, for all you listeners out there, buy something, order something. It's top quality stuff.
Yeah,
I was really impressed by it.
Were you? Good. I'm glad.
I've been sitting there, fondling them, looking at them, put them away, used them a little bit. Top-notch stuff.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, I got another order going out in the mail, too.
Oh, good. How's the reception up?
It was good when Bill was on. It was really nice, and then it just started to deteriorate, and right now you're just getting overran.
Yeah, I had a feeling. It's just sheer time. I mean, really. And that's why, you know, obviously because of planning.
You know what? Everyone listening out there, if you can hear my voice, call into them and tell them, cut it out.
There you go. Did you get that number earlier?
Yeah. I got the number.
Cool. 202-619-3260.
There you go. All Give right. it out again.
All right. I didn't want to make sure you had it.
Get your pencil and paper, and I'm sure you'll do it one more time before the show ends tonight.
Yeah, I would think. Yeah, I think
if enough listeners called in, that would make a pretty good punch.
Yeah, I would. Oh, yeah.
I would hope so.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, if they have any decency.
Yeah,
I mean, come on.
Dirty fool.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
You can tell when the enemy's getting hurt. They squirm like a worm on a hook.
Yeah.
You know.
So how's everything else going on?
Too bad. Too bad. How about yourself?
All right.
Yeah, I tried calling in the night that it was a little bit of a comedy about the cable bill business.
Oh, yes.
I just couldn't get through. So then I was sitting there and I said, well, hey, I'm going to call both you guys up. How are you doing, Boo?
Good. How's Denise?
She's doing pretty good. She's half asleep already.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It's pretty late.
I'm sitting here with my ear and the headphones on.
Oh, okay.
Listening away. You know, shortwave is just an interactive sport.
Uh-huh. I agree.
Turn it on, you say a prayer, and you throw the antenna everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. How late is it there?
Now we're looking at about 5 to 11.
Oh, okay. Okay, I know where I'm at now.
So if you would, give out that number one last time for all the listeners to call in and to the radio station.
Yeah, I will. That and the...
Website
was
cool.
Yeah, website. I'm glad the gentleman reminded me. The Voice of America number. Supposed to be their master control building or whatever. The exact term. Yeah,
cool.
202-619-3260. And also FCC needs to be contacted.
Yep.
Because really this is craziness, people. So if we could just get in there with a bunch of calls. Written stuff works very well, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I know a call is much easier and quicker.
So come on, couch potatoes. Let's get up. Let's do something. Challenge is out there. Let's do it.
All right, here you go.
Sounds pretty good.
All right.
Hey, Pooh.
Yeah?
Tell Annie I said hi and give Allison a hug.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
And maybe, I don't know, Joyo, think you got a call, time for one last caller?
Yeah, I do. My song is short for the end, so yeah, I do.
All right. Well, I hope you guys take care of yourselves, and we all love you out here, and hope you have a good broadcast tomorrow. Let's cross our fingers.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you.
Either or, everyone, go to the webpage.
Yep.
It's just wonderful.
All right, cool.
It's just loaded with goodies.
There you go.
All right, take care.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, Pooh, are you part?
The number is 520-333-4578.
All right, good job.
And the lines are open.
There you go. Right. You might as well take over. Anyway, like Blue said, 520-333-4578 is the call-in number if you'd like to call in. We've only got a few more minutes left of the show.
And the lines are open.
And the lines are open. There you go. I appreciate these calls about the reception and whatnot. This is really good. And this gives us a good indication of what's going on. And plus, I appreciate people's concern for, and everybody does here, for Bill's health and well-being, especially right now. We'll give him a break and let him get back. He'll be just fine, hopefully. Give him a little break here. But please call FCC, things like that. That needs to happen because this is just pure insanity. Okay, and it just, even if it wasn't, it's just not good business, okay? So, please, write letters, call, whatnot, and all that information is readily available. As far as, I don't have a phone number right in front of me for the FCC, but all that stuff, because it's a government agency, you can go to local things, libraries and whatnot, and get it, call information in Washington and get it. You can do that. All right, 520-333-4578. I guess we ought to start getting the song ready, huh, Pooh?
Yeah.
You into the show? So what did you do today? Oh, you didn't tell them about your pumpkin.
Oh.
Yesterday.
Well, we made another pumpkin.
Wow.
And we got to I drew a picture of the pumpkin, how my dad was going to carve it out.
Cool.
And so it, my dad said to do it nice and happy this time. And so it turned out so happy.
Good. Oh, we got a call. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, good evening, Doyle.
Good evening.
Mike in South Florida.
Hey, how you doing?
And Pula, how you doing this evening?
Good.
Yeah, that's great. We have a strange occurrence down here in Southwest Florida, and it probably hasn't happened in about 50 years, but someone built this still, and the BATF came in and did a raid on it. Now, from what I'm understanding, do they have jurisdiction at least over that or not?
You know what? I'm ignorant of that.
Yeah,
I don't want to say yeah or nay. I don't know. Bill would... You know, I'm the grunt, so I don't know.
Yeah, well, that's all right. I would never suspect this still, you know, in today's day and age, but maybe with times they are, maybe they're coming back.
Oh, you know what? They're there, because when I was in Kentucky with the Army, the adjacent states that came up to train with us and whatnot, Tennessee and whatnot, they seem to have been a fairly popular item of talk. Among the GIs.
Hear about a shooting by the BATF in eastern Oklahoma?
No, I haven't.
Bill might want to get with Clay. He got an email. I heard this on a program, Tim Kern's program this morning, where they busted into a house. It was the wrong house. BATF blew a woman's shoulder off. Found no drugs and no weapons. And the father has been arrested and being detained because they've messed up so much. But get a hold of Clay at the Free American. He'll have more details on the email, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, we probably have time for one more quick call before we got to go off the air. And then I need time for my song. I know how long it takes. So we got time for one more quick call. Go ahead, Pooh.
The number is 520-333-4578, and the lines are open.
Ooh. Here, you can just take over. I'm leaving. Anyway, you're Pooh. The lines are open. 520-333-4578. And again, I would like to cover the address and phone number real quick. That way, I know I covered generally during the time that 101.1 FM Eager is off. I like to cover that real quick. It is a community service station, so we do not do any of the commercial type stuff on that broadcast. But now that you're back on listening, the address is Hour of the Time, care of 101.1 FM, P.O. Box 940, Eager, EAGAR, Arizona 85925, and our voicemail and fax line is 520-333-4578. Again, voicemail and fax is 520-333-4578, and the address is Hour of the Time, care of 101.1 FM, P.O. Box 940, Eager, EAGAR, Arizona 85925. All right. Oh, Pooh, we're about out of time.
Yeah, we are.
Well, so what? How about your pumpkins? What else did you do with the pumpkins?
Oh, boy. Well, I guess kind of the hardest part and the funnest part was pulling out all the pumpkin seeds and stuff.
Mm-hmm. How about the seeds? What did you do with them?
Oh, we put them in salt water, salt water for a long time, and then my dad took them out and he put it on a pan, and he put it in the oven for a long time, and then when it came out, we all tasted the pumpkin seeds.
Are they good?
Yeah.
I liked them. I know I had some. They were good. How about the rest of the pumpkin? What'd you do today?
The rest of the pumpkin, we made pumpkin pie.
Ooh.
We even made two more pie crusts.
By hand?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I saw that. Flour and everything all just right, huh?
Yeah.
You rolled it out, made the crust in the pan, everything. What'd you do with the scraps?
The scraps we made cinnamon sticks.
Yeah. All right, cool. Did you learn a lot by making the crest? Have you done that before?
Nope.
Well, then you must learn something. Have the flower on the counter?
Yeah.
Okay. That's why you're doing that. I need. All right, good. All right, well, it's about time to go off the air. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Hopefully the reception problems will be cleared up pretty quick here as far as the stuff that is not nature-caused, and we can clear this up real quick. Thanks for listening. Tune in tomorrow night again, 9 o'clock Eastern, the hour of the time, WBCQ Maine on 7.415, 9 o'clock Eastern time. All righty. Talk to you all tomorrow night.
All right, bye.
Oh, God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountains to the prairies, to the ocean, white with foam. God bless America, my home, free
listening to 101.1 FM in the Round Valley.
I've neither wealth nor power, but now that you've said